Patriot Pals. It's Mel K at the Mel K Show back in New York City for Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving. We have lots to be thankful for, and I'm going to prove it to you. And in the meantime, we are back home, going to celebrate the holiday with family and friends. And I'm here with my fantastic sidekick, Road Warrior, excellent driver around America, I must say. Rob, really, how's it going, Rob?
It's going great, Mel. You know, living in New York, I haven't driven a lot lately, other than the last few months, which has been amazing. We've been all over the country, meeting Patriots everywhere we go. Clearly, you know, the Patriots are the majority by far. You know, it's fun to be back in our home, you know, zone here with people we love around us. But it is a little tough, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, the hard part is that this is a city we both grew up in. I went to college here. You ran a bank here for 30 years. I mean, we knew this city and loved this city like everyone in the world. And this city isn't even, it doesn't resemble where we came from even 3 months ago. Thank God we've been on the road and met so many amazing Patriots. Because New York City, people are rising up. It is true. People are uniting against the vaccine mandate and the crazy segregation. But as Rob's said, and I've said, in New York right now, you have to show your QR code or your vaccine identification. Then, you know, it's racist to ask for ID to vote. But in New York City right now, they double check that your vaccine card, because there's a lot of fake ones, I guess, is real, asking for your driver's license now, which a lot of people in New York don't have them. And what's really happening is some really sick segregation. It really does seem unbelievable. De Blasio now is claiming that he's doing everything he can to destroy New York as much, not that he didn't destroy it already, but as much more as he can. He's now saying he's going to mandate the vaccine, which is unnecessary and dangerous for children to 5 to 12-year-olds. And on top of that, today he's throwing out that he's going to mandate the QR codes to get on the subway in a city where, you know, people don't drive here that live here. They take the subway and the bus. And now he's going to have QR codes, vaccine passports to travel anywhere. This man is disgusting and out of control. He can't be gone soon enough. I've demanded that he be held accountable for the theft of $800 million from Thrive New York, from the homeless and the mentally ill that him and his wife stole through that bogus program for years, but apparently nothing's going to happen to him. And Rob, what's been going on in New York with the removal of our history?
Well, as we know, the Marxist communist takeover requires a elimination of all history so that people don't have context for the things that are happening around them. So Jefferson, they're getting rid of in the, you know, our mayor's, you know, the city hall, and they're getting rid of FDR and one of our great museums. And you know, so they continue to try to take away the context of history that they're doing it to our children in the way that they learn. So, but people, you know, people in New York, they're because it's really impacting them, you know, they are starting to see it. And, you know, people are getting pushed to the precipice little by little, you know, and they're waking up. So it's amazing to see, but it is getting cold. So I wish it happened quicker.
Yeah, me too. Also, New Yorkers, any New Yorkers that watch me, you better get on the phone with this new city council. They're about to vote on allowing 800,000 non-citizens living in New York City to vote on measures, including bail reform, which is a nightmare that we have no bail here. Police reform, we have no cops. Black Lives Matter are threatening to burn down our cities again in New York if we don't, if we reinstate detectives. I didn't know that we have no plainclothes detectives. They were dismantled by de Blasio. But we're being threatened that they will burn down our cities and our towns in New York. And also payments to illegals is all on the ballot for the city council. And they're about to vote on allowing 800,000 non-citizen New Yorkers to be able to vote on these measures. This is really crazy and unconstitutional. And I guess we'll fight it on the other side. But you know how that goes here, Rob.
Yeah, it's, you know, these people so far have been, you know, the Teflon criminals. But we know what happens to folks like that. It's not happening in our time frame, but we are seeing a lot of movement. We've seen recently Cuomo has been a lot of talk about him as it relates to, the Senate, the New York Senate has been, you know, came out with a report, talked about, you know, the deaths in the nursing homes. And as well as the Javits and the comfort when, remember when people were sick and he wouldn't use the resources that the federal government brought to the table because it was Trump and he hates Trump and he wouldn't take the Trump vaccine and all this stuff. And so, but instead he chose to kill, you know, tens of thousands of people through his policies.
Instead of putting them in the Javits Center or the Comfort, which now is coming right back to Cuomo. It also came out in this report that this also investigated all the sexual harassments and added a couple. But on top of that, it says that it was actually Cuomo who changed the numbers before turning them into the federal government to make it look like less people died in the nursing homes than they did. We know that KKR and a bunch of these other firms that own the nursing homes and the hospitals own them. And we're paying out much bigger payments to for coronavirus deaths. We're all in cahoots. Some of those guys have wound up in these reports. And Cuomo, it is proven, had staffers that were on payroll during the COVID lockdown, COVID emergency. All of his is out there brazen congratulating himself, were not just asked, but forced to work on his book that he didn't write. They did. And you know, these lots people, of stuff coming out about Cuomo.
You know, these people are, like you said, very, very brazen. You know, they haven't really been challenged for a long time. So they, and they're used to getting away with all this stuff. And, you know, these sociopaths, if you think they don't have their fingers, you know, and their fingerprints on all of these crimes, right, you know, we know that they do because number one, they haven't been challenged in a long time. And they are control freaks. So they're going to want their little fingers in it. So all of that's going to come out and we're looking forward to that. Like I said, it can't happen quick enough.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, another thing that Rob and I have been talking about since January 6th is the false flag that was the January 6th phony insurrection. It was totally manipulated, created by Pelosi and the enemies of the people for real, the real people that hate our country. Several things happened this last few days. For some reason, they're including every single person connected to Trump, Bannon, Stone. What they've done to Roger Stone is so disgusting the last 4 years. But also Bernard Carrick, a hero, somebody I adore and think is an amazing person. They went after him with a subpoena saying that he was in some kind of Willard Hotel war rooms to try to disrupt the election, already disproven. Trump and the Patriots, they weren't trying to disrupt it. They were actually setting these people up, as we will find out. But at the same time, turns out Carrick wasn't even anywhere near D.C. He actually has... Even the traitor Woodward's coming out and saying, no, Carrick was in New York and there's proof from toll booth records and other things. So this January 6th faux committee, you know, had to rescind their persecution, harassment, whatever you want to call it, of yet another person. And here we are looking at a lot of stuff that doesn't really make all that much sense about this January 6th committee that's coming out. Including that Roseanne Boylan, we have footage now of being beaten by Capitol Police to death. She was one of the deaths that they counted in the insurrection deaths that none of the people that are charged were charged with insurrection or violence or having weapons. But apparently the Capitol Police beat a woman to death, just like Byrd shot Ashley Babbitt in the back for no reason and then bragged about it. So the January 6th faux committee should possibly be investigating both of these murders, but instead they're not. But that doesn't surprise me because has anyone looked into who's on the January 6th committee besides traitor Liz Cheney, whose father should have been charged with war crimes a long time ago, and she knows it. And this Kinzinger guy has got all kinds of skeletons in his closet, two total traitors. But people need to know who's on this committee. First of all, one of the commission members, the people that shouldn't be in our government at all, by the way, Elaine Lori made six-figure investments in Chinese Communist Party tool. She is invested, she's a Virginia congresswoman. In her most recent financial disclosures, she has an investment in Alibaba, the Chinese CCP e-commerce giant. And she has been interactive a lot with this company that's involved in research, production, repair of weapons and equipment for the People's Liberation Army of China. And so that's one of the people that they put on this committee.
That's extraordinary how all of these people have these deep ties and economic interests in China and the CCP.
even worse, honestly, Rob, is they all do. Of course, Cuomo and de Blasio do as well. Don't forget. That's what's happening to New York City and California, by the way. But the worst part is that this Benny Thompson, this guy that has been persecuting and going after every single person, all of these subpoenas are coming through him at the orders of Nancy Pelosi. Well, do people know who Benny Thompson is? He actually is a big supporter of the secessionist Nation of Islam program. He's gone, remember, there was a bust at some point for these anti-American pro Nation of Islam faction that wants to secede from America. Well, Benny Thompson is their biggest supporter in our government. He actually said that the program of these black supremacist secessionists is absolutely important to the people of Southwest Mississippi. That's why I think it's so good, and I appreciate the opportunity of being involved with them. He also said that he's a big guy, America's systematically racist, that he's honoring Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's a big supporter and fan of Farrakhan. And he says that America is, of course, systematically racist. The problem with America is white people. And again, this is the guy issuing subpoenas for the January 6th committee.
You know, anything.
Are people looking into who is on this committee that they are persecuting innocent American citizens, keeping them in a gulag with no constitutional rights, no Bill of Rights, no inalienable rights from God? And I got to be honest, watching the judges, the prosecutors, and even worse, the public defenders in this vassal state of the District of Columbia are violating these people's civil rights in the most disgusting, egregious way. And these are the two people that they have issuing subpoenas and going after true American patriots that were there to defend a stolen election?
Anything that they can do to create division amongst the good people of America is what they're going to do. They put all these people in purpose, as we know, yeah, to execute on this Marxist communist takeover. So that's what we're fighting against. And but we are fighting.
Right. We are fighting. And as for these vaccine mandates, now Biden's he's threatening the court that properly put a halt to the OSHA. OSHA's not even enforcing it. They know that it's unconstitutional. So now the court that put a stop to the mandate for small businesses, Biden's administration, DOJ, under this rogue anti-constitution, anti-America, anti-freedom, DOJ is going after the court that put a stay on the mandate. At this point, we have so much evidence that this is a genetic modification treatment, not a vaccine, that it's lethal and dangerous and actually unnecessary. But I don't know if people know that there are people that are exempt from the COVID vaccine. And yeah, this isn't getting...
That list is extraordinary. If people really just listen to this list.
But you should really look at it. And I will tell you right now, Google employees and Vanguard employees, both very powerful powerhouses. Also, we saw last week with a bunch of different other companies are rebelling and not wanting to do this. We are losing a huge chunk of our best military. But on top of that, who's exempt, Rob? Well, turns out all senators, House of Representatives, plus all congressional staff are exempt from the vaccine mandate, folks.
So all the people that put the mandate in place are exempt from the mandate.
Right, and don't forget, 280 of these people in Congress were treated by ivermectin and lied or didn't tell anyone about it and continued to pull the BS that it's dangerous when it's much safer than the vaccine. We also have 6,000 White House employees exempt from the mandate. All employees of Pfizer, 2,500 employees of Pfizer, the top level employees, exempt. 1,500 employees of Moderna, exempt. Johnson & Johnson, 120,000 employees, exempt. 15,000 CDC employees, exempt. And 14,000 FDA employees, exempt from the COVID non-vaccine operating system that you do not need in your body and is causing way more harm than good.
Is this the one they're trying to jam into our children?
Yes, exactly. And the children are 99.9% recovery rate. We just did a show with Dr. Z that'll come out. He will break it down for you. We got all these amazing doctors out there, Malone, McCullough, Young, Dr. Artis, our friend, Dr. You know, Sherwood. These people are telling you the truth. We got Dr. Fauci on TV and the guy from Pfizer and the guy from the NIH, all these criminals telling you that anyone that's giving an opposite narrative than the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum that wrote the book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, and the post-human agenda of transhumanism are all telling you you're wrong. And then look at the people who are really pushing the jab, right? We got Jennifer Aniston, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dolly Parton, Hugh Jackman, Kathy Hochul, who wasn't even elected New York governor and is out of her mind, Don Lemon, Martha Stewart, Amber Heard, Bruce Springsteen, AOC, Jane Fonda, Bernie Sanders, Greta, all these people are pushing and pushing and pushing. I would venture to say, just like the Rittenhouse case, these people did no research into the truth, and now they're pushing it on children too. And we really have to question, why are all these people that were involved in the mandates and pushing the mandates, you know, and pushing the masks that are totally bogus, pushing the social distancing, which is mind control, why are they now exempt? I don't understand.
Yeah, they're exempt because they know exactly what the agenda is. And, you know, the people of America, you know, need to wake up much quicker to see this, because it's so in your face. You know, it's so extraordinarily in your face that it's almost hard not to see it. But there is this cloak, this cloak of you know, invisibility to their lies, and people need to see this. They must see it. That's how we wake up. That's how we, you know, energize the entire global population to step into that vacuum that's going to be there when these guys go down.
Right. You know, and Dr. Atlas has out a new book. RFK has out a new book. You know what, celebrities in Hollywood, why don't you read it? Because I saw Reese Witherspoon and all these people in Hollywood commenting on the Rittenhouse case. They clearly didn't see it. They got talking points. I don't even know if they watch CNN or MSNBC or read, but they were totally wrong. LeBron James, all these evil people, they really have to either shut up or start getting the real facts, because you know what? America's watching you. And if you're gonna push these things on children, and you're gonna have people lining up listening to you, you know, you have a lot of power, you should do some research, because you should be held accountable. And you know what's good, Rob? Because we watched what happened in the Rittenhouse case and how disgusting Hollywood and the media was. I mean, it had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It was straight up self-defense. Stephen Colbert saying all the laws should be changed because he was able to defend himself. Whoopi Goldberg calling the kid a murderer. Joe Biden calling him a white supremacist. He would be dead if he didn't defend himself. And the sad part is, it seems like that's what these people wanted, you know. And now I do want to say, finally, in Oklahoma, state senator is stepping up, and he's going to try to put something in there in the books called Kyle's Law that would compensate defendants accused of murder that are later found not guilty for justifiable homicide or self-defense. And I think that, and it would also hold accountable rogue prosecutors like this evil, evil demon that went after Kyle Rittenhouse, when we all know he should never have been charged at this point after seeing everything. And this would protect people from malicious prosecution, which is exactly what happened to the 17-year-old child.
You know, one of the things we need to take down the mainstream media narrative. And I think the Rittenhouse case, you know, does a good job of that, because it was a very high profile case. And some of the facts are just so extraordinarily, you know, favoring the outcome of the case as it rolled out. So hopefully people are going to see that. They're going to have to have an open mind and see that.
Yeah, we've also seen that prosecutors like this guy, what was his name, Berger? I don't remember his name. I hope I never see this person again. I believe he belongs charged with a lot of crimes, including aiming a loaded gun at the jury. But we really saw the impact that prosecutors, and he was all in cahoots with the mayor, with the Black Lives Matter people in town, with everyone that was involved. Antifa, he was supporting them, obviously. I mean, they were calling a guy, Rosenbaum, who raped five little boys between 9 and 12 years old and served jail time for it, a hero. They still are. You just saw Whoopi Goldberg, and we saw it. We couldn't believe it. And most of Hollywood are calling these guys, this pedophile, these domestic violence, abusive. The guy got out of a mental hospital the day before They're calling them heroes. This is how ugly our media and Hollywood has become. And this prosecutor, hopefully enough people saw that a prosecutor like that can attack our rights, our civil rights, take away our freedom, all over something that he knows is not true. That was a malicious prosecution based on lies and glorifying something that wasn't true. And then, Rob, I don't know if you saw how many people equated this with Black Lives Matter. There was even MSNBC, a commentator said it was based on a person that was shot dead by the cops. It wasn't even about that. And on top of that, the Kenosha riots caused millions and millions and millions of dollars of damage. People, you know, lost everything in that. And they were acting like they were peaceful protesters. This is the problem with that. We had even had different mainstream media saying that he shot Black people. Yeah, you know, that's how bad it was.
So, you know, we talked about, you know, the communist Marxist takeover and getting rid of statues. Another thing they do is they change words and change definitions and they pervert the language. Right. And that's what they did in this case. That's what they're almost casting spells on people to think that you know, what they saw, they didn't see, or what they didn't see, they saw. With the fact that he shot, you know, people of color, that's not true, you know.
It had nothing to do with that anyway. He was there to protect that. There was a call out. First of all, his father lived in Kenosha along with his best friend and his grandmother, and he lived about a mile away. So all the crossing the border, doesn't matter to Hollywood that you cross the border at the southern border illegally and traffic children and drugs and guns and cartels and make billions of dollars at our southern border. That's all good for Hollywood and the media. But this guy went a mile to his father's house where his best friend lives, where the gun was being held, which isn't illegal. And they jump on that, total lie. And he was there during the day. He worked as a lifeguard in Kenosha. And then he was cleaning graffiti from the violent riots like we had in New York, violent riots, off walls during the day, and volunteered to help protect that used car lot. That's what happened.
I have a 17-year-old and a half son, and if he was doing stuff like that, such as, you know, going to support his community and giving aid, you know, I would be proud of him, and his family should be really proud of him. And I'm so sorry that he had to go through that whole experience. But that's what we're going through. I mean, we're going through this extraordinary time. I mean, look what's going on with now they're, you know, you talk about the, you know, 10 rules to the New World Order all the time. You know, the perversion of sex and values in that way. So and words, right? They're talking about, and there's some very, very strange stuff going in Colorado and with the teachers on the federal level. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about, you know, some of the things.
Yeah, I don't know how much this is about the truth about what's going to come out in the Epstein Maxwell case, God willing, Southern District of New York, no faith in our DOJ. But this is the Epstein case is a lot more about child trafficking, child sex trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, all kinds of things that nobody's even heard about because Netflix whitewashed everything. So we may or may not see this. But the scary part is, we know that 45,000 unaccompanied minors who are really trafficked children by the cartel, minimum 45,000, have disappeared into the interior with no track and trace, no DNA tests. And the Biden administration isn't even checking with whom. We have a serious child pedophile, child kidnapping, child abuse problem in America. So as we're sliding into the Maxwell case, which is
I want to say something about that. Because if people say, you know, it doesn't exist, I've never heard about it, blah, blah, blah. If you pay attention to the news, it's extraordinary. And when Trump instituted his the first few executive orders about human and child trafficking, and we started seeing arrests and massive rings go down, you know, there's a lot happening. But people need to see it.
Right. Like Obama arrested, 300-400 child sex traffickers, child traffickers, women, the trafficking women as well, obviously, and men and boys. But Trump, 6,000 in the first year, it was a big, big thing. He did 4 executive orders about it. He knew that it was one of the biggest problems facing not just America, but the world. And of course, the same cabal at the very top is all involved with it. And Epstein is a big tie-in with Maxwell to the international child sex trafficking and all kinds of trafficking ring. But I do need people to know, in the last few weeks, we've had a whole bunch of pushes towards normalizing pedophilia, if you hadn't seen enough already. So Old Dominion University has a professor puts out, who I'm not sure if it's trans towards a man or a woman. It's unclear. I think transitioning in the meantime, put out a whole video that we can no longer judge people that are minor attracted persons. They're no longer pedophiles, according to this person at this university, Old Dominion. They are now minor attracted persons, and they are entitled to their preference like anyone else, and it shouldn't be a crime. Then we have Colorado. Colorado is now going to ban the use of the word sex offender because it's offensive to sex offenders. We have the Department of Education underneath Joe Biden is going to do away with a database instituted by Trump, who knew that it was a big problem. Teachers and administrators and pedophilia in our schools and inappropriate relationships with children. DeVos and Trump and others put in a database to track these crimes so that these people aren't hired again when they get fired and go to a different district, which is what happens, what also happened with the priests. Well, Biden's administration is no longer going to track or even record incidences of pedophilia or inappropriate sexual relationships with children in our Department of Education or our schools, because the teachers union says that it's unfair to the teachers that are accused and that it stigmatizes them for life. These are all real things that are happening in real time, including that the Biden administration disgusting communist socialist Build Back Better bill. Everyone should wonder why Build Back Better bills are being all over the world. It's not America. They're all pledging allegiance to the World Economic Forum, folks. They're globalists and they're all on the same page. But in that Build Back Better bill, the childcare money that everyone's looking at, oh, great, I'll get money for childcare, for pre-K, for all of this. Well, part of that is also that they teach an LGBTQ approved curriculum to children 3 to 5 years old. Getting the kids young, if you look at and Biden and Blinken and Kerry and all these people are also talking about rejoining UNESCO, the United Nations education wing, that is the world curriculum. The world curriculum is what Common Core is based on. And the more they go to the Build Back Better, which is the World Economic Forum's great narrative, great reset, and all of these countries, all the G20 that just pledged allegiance to a foreign power against we the people, they want our kids, and they want our kids dumb, brainwashed, living in their metaverse, half human, and honestly,
and they want them out of our sphere. They want them out of the the parents' sphere of influence. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, they also, we know that there was a conference during the bogus climate crisis thing where the billionaires and trillionaires told us flat out that they were going to basically, it was is the next step to the Great Reset. They're going to have these new natural asset-based class that only they can take. And from here on out, all of our natural resources, including air, water, land, food, cyberspace, space, carbon, oxygen, everything, it's going to all be financially a commodity that they will control and we will rent if we're lucky enough, because according to Jeff Bezos, he's planning with his Blue Origin to create these are all true, folks. This is true. He's building non-gravity, anti-gravity pods, because Bezos is saying he's at the top of this evil cabal, globalist food chain, by the way. He's saying that we're going to all have to move to these pods, these anti-gravity pods, and only a few, very few amount of people, I'm assuming the 3,000 of them, this cabal, will be able to live on the planet Earth. And those of the humans after this, because they're going to replace us with AI or semi-AI, the open AI type GP3, GP4 robots, that we can come down like we would visit Yellowstone. This is what these people are saying.
This is sustainable. The sustainable goals for them. And because they view their Mother Earth as their personal playground, and they're kind of the domain over it. And we are the disease.
Right. It's funny, Prince Harry and Prince William, if people don't realize that these two are completely puppets of some sort of a very nefarious nature. Prince William comes out today, just like his father said last week, that they're going to have to use the military to enforce climate crisis emergencies all over the planet, the military.
But, doing it in Australia.
And he said the problem with the decreasing in wildlife, which isn't real, and all of these climate problems, he said, is humans and humans having children. Meanwhile, he has three kids. And I have to say, both of these children of Diana, I don't know what happened to them. The other one, Harry, just spent his last several months on a committee at the Aspen Institute with Katie Couric, the guy who kicked Trump off Twitter, Rupert Murdoch's son's wife, and a bunch of other people coming up with 10 rules for free speech, that they want to revise free speech and make sure that no one that goes against the narrative has a voice is canceled, censored, and held accountable. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with. Also, these same people, I don't know if people know about that Bill Gates is now, for some reason, our government is allowing Bill Gates to build an experimental nuclear power plant in Wyoming. But on top of that, please, everyone know their fourth industrial revolution, their Great Reset, all of that doesn't include humans. Kissinger and Eric Schmidt just put out a book, The Post-Human World is what it's about, the fourth industrial revolution, AI taking over. I have a show coming out with Karen Kingston all about that.
You've seen some amazing stuff with the AI recently. I mean, if people...
It's not amazing, it's terrifying. They want to replace us.
Right, but people should look up, what is it, CPT-3? AI
CPT-4. Because Bill Gates put $100 million in something called Open AI. They already have hundreds of thousands of these things, and believe me, they look as lifelikely as you and I do, and they are AI. And you know, we have Elon Musk coming out and saying that they've been developing this honestly since Nazi Germany, if not before. But that these the plan is to replace humanity with transhumans, transhumanism. That's what they talk about. They had a big event during Glasgow, of course, hidden, of course, with the World Economic Forum. All roads lead to the World Economic Forum, and they have overlords too. But the World Economic Forum, and this guy came out and he said that former head of AI from Google, he said that their goal of this group, this cabal, is to end all religions and replace God with a benevolent AI that would control everything. And then Rob and I are looking up this Open AI and GPT-3, GPT-4, and looking at these videos, and they communicate and talk about humans and how, you know, they're going to handle the humans. And this isn't a joke. This is real. And they're all involved, all the same people, all of them, Rockefeller Institute, Gates, you know, World Economic Forum, Bezos. What they're saying is what they're saying. Listen to them.
So the way that people should think about this is the Terminator, when that Skynet thing became self-aware and started replicating at a rate faster than the humans could shut it down. And then they decided that the humans were a threat because, you know, they wanted to pull the plug on them.
Yeah. Well, folks, essentially, please look up what Elon Musk said this past week about the AI developments that all these people have been investing in and all of big tech. Of course, Bill Clinton and Al Gore started the whole big tech craze towards this, but that's what they're talking about. Please look on the World Economic Forum to the Internet of Things, transhumanism, fourth industrial revolution. It does not include humans. It includes genetically modified AI enhanced humans that they control, that it also connects to their digital currency / credit score, all of it. But and another thing that's going on, I don't know how this is happening. We really have to take care of this installed regime, which I'll get to in a minute. But apparently there's a terraforming of the planet, decarbonization effort underway. They're just starting it. But basically, machines are being installed in Iowa to suck out life molecules out of the atmosphere to cause global crops to fail. The way that they're explaining it is basically in five U.S. states, this regime is installing mega machines to harvest life molecules out of the atmosphere in an effort to shut down photosynthesis and end global food crop growth. And honestly, destroy civilization. This is an attack on our farmland. And they're using eminent domain, this BS that Obama used a lot to do this. And the farmers are sounding the alarm and nobody's listening because nobody's reporting it. Plants can't live on the planet without carbon dioxide
and
photosynthesis. Yeah. So this everyone should check out heartlandgreenway.com. This is no joke. And what they're doing actually is this whole carbon thing is not real. People have to understand this is all invented by the same people that manipulated the statistics for COVID-19.
Remember Bill Gates wanted to block out the sun?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. True story. And he created GMO modified mosquitoes. What the heck are they doing? People laughed when Clay and General Flynn were talking about them trying to put the whatever's in these vaccines in crops. But we know that that's true now. Just like everyone said, it was a conspiracy theory that Bill Gates said that he wants to inject people with IDs that have, through nanoparticles that can track their health and their movement and their carbon footprint. It is absolutely true that Bill Gates said this, talked about it, and was very proud to talk about it. And then bring in Jeffrey Epstein, Dr. Lieber, who is also charged with being a double agent between the Wuhan lab and Harvard. Jeffrey Epstein's work with the Edge Foundation, with transhumanists, with Harvard, with MIT, in cahoots with Bill Gates and Bezos and all these people, their goal is to end humanity as we know it because they believe that Lucifer is God and Lucifer took over the planet and they are disciples of Lucifer, not God. And this is the facts. But right now they are doing this terraforming crazy stuff. Without CO2, we can't function as a planet, as people, as anything. And so
these,
I guess
these
they're putting
people
this,
are nuts. They
yeah, they're
really
putting
are.
This in South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and Minnesota. And they're getting away with it through this regime. And it's terrifying. They want to do large scale carbon capture pipeline system in these counties that will convert carbon dioxide into a liquid form, then transport it via pipeline to a permanent underground sequestration site.
So they want to suck the what they view as the existential threat, carbon,
us,
out of the atmosphere. Right. We are mostly carbon, and then bury it in the ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they're genius at their little plans. The little Dr.
So
Evils,
insane.
You know. It's like they must have
do they
have a Dr. Evil school somewhere that where they all
yeah,
go?
Yeah, Klaus Schwab runs it at Davos. it's run yearly at Davos and Bilderberg and different places all over the planet that only the elite can go. I actually heard Austria is a full lockdown except for the ski resorts.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because it is ski season.
I'm telling you, it's just like Bezos saying last week that only a small amount of humans will be able to remain on Earth because
look,
I don't know what.
Look, I mean, this is like, it's so extraordinarily absurd, scary as heck. But, you know, I hope people are seeing this for what it is. We got to wake up. We got to motivate people. Everyone's got to get off their chair, out of their couch, you know, on the street and make a difference and be part of this.
Unreal.
They must.
Speaking of being annoyed, Rob,
yes.
Annoyed is a nice word for what is. So all these democratic cities that have decided to have, like ours, like New York, we have no cops, by the way, in New York. We just found out that we've had no detectives either because Black Lives Matter is threatening to burn down New York City if we reinstall plainclothes detectives. But we also don't have any bail here, like the guy that killed all those people at the Christmas parade, grannies and teenagers and a little boy. He was out on $1,000 bail after apparently beating his girlfriend and all kinds of criminal history.
That
but
was
anyway,
horrific, man.
The Democratic, yeah, and then the mainstream media said that it was an accident. That's how disgusting we're dealing with. Evil is good. Good is evil. Criminals are now kings, and good people are now criminal. It's just so upside down. But I have to say that the numbers are out. The Democratic cities that enacted no bail reform, they call it, no cops, cop reform, they have the highest crime rates out of anyone. We're just talking about Los Angeles alone, 26% rise in homicides since the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots of 2020. We've got the District of Columbia, DC, that rogue, whatever that vassal state is, 200 murders so far this year, the highest rate of murder basically since the 80s. New York City up 25% murders. Rochester as bad. And then we have Rashida Tlaib and AOC saying that we haven't gone far enough in defunding the police, ending bail. Rashida Tlaib wants all the prisons and jails emptied out within the next 10 years and for there to be no more penal system in America, basically.
If you think about their goals, which is, a division,
chaos,
strife,
order out of chaos.
Chaos, correct, and depopulation, you know, all of this makes perfect sense. This is why you have to understand what you talk about a lot, which is the origins of this evil, because then it makes more sense and you're able to at least fight it in a much more effective way. I mean, look at what's I'm sure is going to be coming to New York very soon. These organized non-looting events to free oppressed toys for the holiday season.
Yeah. What is really sick about this situation is these are big groups of Black youths that are coordinated somehow through community organizing. We know who's the grand community organizer. We also know that George Soros has funded Black Lives Matter and Antifa and a ton of NGOs that are community organization things. I don't know if it goes to that level, but it might, because Chesa Boudin, whose parents are the true domestic terrorist Weather Underground in San Francisco, has a big problem on his hands now. Again, no bail, no cops.
People should understand that. Once you give them a little bit of context there, you know, as it relates to that.
The Soros-backed AG in San Francisco, his parents are Bernadine Dorn, I think is his name.
Yeah, Bernadine Dorn.
It's Boudin and Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers, two members of the Weather Underground, true domestic terrorists who have terrorized our country for decades, first with bombing cities, the Brinks robbery, other things. They were given pardons by Obama and Bill Clinton. Now they run Chicago and the University of Chicago and they
and
are-
BLM.
Yep, and Rosenberg, who got pardoned by Obama, is the head of BLM's financial sector side. But these are real legit terrorists. You want to talk about domestic terrorists? Go right and find out about Bill Ayers and his hero, Saul Alinsky, and what they've been doing for all these years. And now they're infiltrated because they're big Soros beneficiaries. So Boudin, obviously the guy in Milwaukee who has blood on his hands, all of these people all over, Kim Fox from Chicago, the woman, anyone that George Soros financed their campaign is in on the infiltration of America from the inside out, color revolution to destroy our country. They have stated, George Soros has stated he was going to use the Black community, foment hatred against whites, and then set the Black community to have a race war. He said this in 2014 in a speech in Germany. And then, of course, we know that he funds Antifa and that these are not spontaneous eruptions. That these are facts. But I have to tell you that 24 stores were hit in the past weekend in San Francisco by these gangs of, it says, in fact, Black youth getting together, all showing up in gangs. They've also hit Beverly Hills. They hit the Grove in Los Angeles. So this is a starting in California, but as we all know, if it starts in California, it's soon going to be here. I bet it will be in New York City, probably ASAP.
Don't forget, it's Black Friday coming up, the big shopping day. So, you know, they're going to want to create as much havoc as possible.
Right. Well, don't forget that California, remember, they also made pedophilia with a 10-year age range, not a crime. But they also, don't forget, they put up Proposition 47, the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, that made shoplifting under $950, not a crime. And nobody's getting arrested for it. And apparently 70% of store owners say that there's been a tremendous rise in organized theft rings all over. We are seeing Lululemon, Nordstrom, Best Buy. They come in packs. And they take as much as they can and they leave. They're going into also drugstores. They're going into anywhere they can. And it's a big group. This is that they show up at the same time. They block the streets with
We're
their
talking
cars.
Like 80 people, 100 people.
Right. And this lunatic out there, this race and justice reporter on MSNBC, Julian Glover, he says we are not to use the word looting because it's discriminatory against Black people. No, looting is theft. It's not discriminatory. It's a word and it means something. And this is looting. And we are dealing with this and people are very scared. A lot of people, even the CEO of Best Buy said her people are traumatized. They're not going to be able to keep people working in retail anymore in California if this goes on. And this is all a result of defund the police.
Also,
and,
they're losing a lot, or I don't know if they're losing money, but they're losing a lot of inventory, all these big stores. So, you know, Best Buy, I think their, you know, their numbers were really bad. You know, not that I really care, but, you know, this hurts people with their 401ks and investments and things like that. And it hurts the big guys too. You know, CVS, Walgreens, although a lot of them are closing down because of what's called shrinkage, you know, theft. And, you know,
well,
and,
even in New York, we go into CVS, Walgreens, you have to ask somebody to unlock a case to get toothpaste at this point. And also in Los Angeles, you know, I lived for a long time there. Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive had smash and grabs all weekend by these groups of youth. They might not even be youth, let's be honest. And you're not allowed to even say anything about the description because they don't do that anymore in this world. But it does appear to be very similar to the Black Lives Matter riots. Even the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce is saying, you know, but anyway, they've... they just smashed and grabbed Louis Vuitton store. Other stores in Beverly Hills, also in the Grove. And we're seeing this all over. And you know what? Nobody's getting arrested just like they did for the riots last year that Kamala Harris and the squad and MSNBC and CNN praised as, what were they called, Rob?
Which is this?
Peaceful protest.
Oh, right. The peaceful protest with the flaming building and cars behind the reporter. It's ridiculous. Look, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're not seeing this. You're not seeing this. So they're trying to, you know, make people kind of with their black magic. And they're doing the same thing about Thanksgiving. So remember the inflation that's not here and the scarcity that's not here. You know, the reason why that we have scarcity is because people are doing so well that they're buying things off the shelf. And the reason why prices are going up is because, you know, people have more money and disposable income. Well, I guess you told me that the mainstream media has all kinds of cute little ways to make the holiday season less financially painful for you, or, you know, to negotiate.
People are lunatics. The fact that MSNBC still even has a channel is completely disgusting. But all of these people, I mean, they hate America.
You know what? I got to tell you, I've never seen so many red pills in my life. I mean, it's like hailing red pills.
Yeah, I know. you can't not get hit on the head. But I'll tell you what, this lunatic on CBS comes out and she says, because COVID, you know, is still killing people. No, it's not. And the, you know, and again, the tests don't work. The
therapeutics do.
The therapeutics do. They're still holding them back. Fauci's out there lying day after day after day on the TV, and MSNBC and CNN are putting them on and they're all reporting it. It is complete fear mongering. It's false. But this lunatic on CNN, you got to talk about these demons. So this lady comes on. She has good ideas to allow you to still celebrate Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, we didn't have vaccines last year and celebrated Thanksgiving, mind you. And there's been more deaths since the vaccine than before the vaccine. But hey, who cares about facts? So this nutcase, she comes on and she says that you should have appetizers in the garage while you take COVID tests of all your guests to make sure nobody's positive. Rapid tests are a lot easier. We already know the rapid tests are false positive. They don't work. They already have told us this. She also says that you can make it fun and playful. Another woman, this other lunatic on NBC, she says, do potlucks, side dishes and beverages to make it go faster. Forget the turkey. Ask for people to pay to come. Ask to split costs. Have an Italian feast instead. Are you insulting us? Have everyone go without turkey. This other guy.
That's right. Don't forget they want us to be meatless.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Elizabeth Warren is very upset with the farmers because she says they're jacking up the prices of turkey. No, nobody's delivering them because of the mandate and the supply chain manipulation, you fraud. But yeah, no, they're basically, oh, and then of course, Fauci and the World Health Organization and the CDC, Walensky. I can't wait to see her have her day. But they're saying to remain masked inside, even if you're vaccinated, by the way, folks, you vaccinated fools. So wear your masks inside, remain social distancing, and all the protocol from last year before the vaccine, you should really also continue to abide by this year.
Right. So this is called
Gaslighting.
trauma-based mind
Yeah,
control, right?
exactly.
So creating this extraordinary fear in your mind so that you can't think straight. And they can program you to do whatever they want through repetition, and that's what's happening. So we need to break those cycles. And I think they're hitting us again so hard with so much red pill hail that hopefully some of these knuckleheads are gonna see it.
Also, how many times can they flip around all the stories and all the facts? I cannot believe this Fauci is still out there. I really can't with everything I know. He went on TV and he said RFK Jr. and Navarro and Mercola and all these amazing people that have really tried to save people that are brainwashed, full on brainwashed from, especially from injecting their kids. He's out there just calling it out. He said that they're going to redefine what vaccinated means. So all you real smart folks who didn't do your research and are in line, I guess, waiting for your boosters eagerly, boosters are never going to end. This is never going to end unless you end it. And start doing some research outside of your head in the sand or your next door neighbor that is wearing a face mask, gloves, a shield, and all kinds of stuff. 2.5 years into this. This is seriously dangerous, but I want to tell some good news that's going on, Rob. First
Excellent.
of
We
all,
love good news because we're optimists, and that's kind of the way we roll.
well, we believe that we're watching a giant sting operation too.
Yes, we
So
do.
that's the only way we can still kind of laugh at the absurdity. I mean, Rob is fully convinced that we are watching a red pill palooza. But I have to tell you, some good things are happening. First of all, every American citizen, the election was not stolen from Donald Trump. It was stolen from you. Your voice, your vote, your ability to choose your elected officials was stolen from you by a foreign entity that is controlling and has installed Joe Biden, Blinken, and all of his accomplices in the White House. Anyone who voted for this election knew that they were voting for a fraud, knowingly voted for it. The only people we should really be listening to or looking at are the people that did not vote for the election. Rob and I have had on some of the real heroes here that have put their lives on the line, Professor Clements. Seth Cashel, we've had on a Pulitzer, we've had on a Byrne, Flynn, Mike Lindell, and a bunch of AGs have plenty of evidence, and especially coordinated evidence in the five swing states, which of course they did a survey, and of course Trump's killing Biden across the board anyway. But nobody should be talking about 2024. We got a big problem on our hands right now, and it appears that Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona. Not only is there so much fraud and election problems, but it seems to be coordinated and it seems to be very similar. I lead you back to the Transition Integrity Project that I reported on a year and a half ago with Mark Elias and Eisen and Podesta and all these people that gamed out every way Trump could win, and then started in motion a community organizing effort to make sure that didn't happen. Well, it appears that these five states, especially, there was fraud in all 50 states. These five states, especially, it seems to have been a coordinated effort way above. These would be domestic and foreign interference in these five states, if not all states. So we the people have to
That, and that,
support.
that ties back to his executive order that he signed as it relates to, election
God
interference.
willing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And I will tell you, and continuity of government and everything that you and I believe in our hearts is really going on. But what I do need you to know is that every American citizen has the right and the duty with this rogue federal, I don't know what they are. They're a monarchy, oligarch, technocracy, vassal state that is not part of America, does not respect our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our inalienable rights from God, and is laughing at we, the people of the country, saying to us, yeah, go ahead. What are you going to do? Pelosi says to us, this committee says to us, what are you going to do? We're going to throw you in the gulag and take all your rights away. And we got all these judges and prosecutors and these phony defenders out there that will keep you in jail and torture you because of wrongthink, or because you're questioning the election, or you're questioning the pandemic, or you want to know about the child trafficking ring that they've been all covering up. Well, guess what? No more. Everyone should be calling the Supreme Court, emailing the Supreme Court, calling the justices, calling the clerks, and demanding they look at the evidence that Mike Lindell is presenting. It is hardcore, it is solid, and it is about your local community officials that cheated and are in there right now because George Soros put them there and Mark Zuckerberg put them there. Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros are in for the Great Reset. They do not care about us. Every single person that they placed in there has pledged allegiance to them, not to we the people, not to the Constitution, and not to the flag of the United States of America. They are traitors within, and we need to get them out. And the best way to get them out is to demand that the Supreme Court of the United States follow their oath, remember who they work for, which is we the people. They have lifetime appointments. They have no oversight. Only we the people, and I see this, what's going on. I see that they will not look at the evidence, and it gives the mainstream media and the Democrats and all of these liars on this January 6th committee this ability to keep saying that there was no voter fraud, that it was debunked, that it was this. It was not. It is not true. There's plenty of evidence, and it should matter to you no matter who you voted for. And if you're still proud that you voted for this puppet, this globalist puppet, Biden and his overlords, then you know what? Fine. Stick with what you got. But if you believe that this country has been hijacked by a foreign entity that hates America, wants communism, wants Marxism, you get in touch with the Supreme Court right now, today and this week, and you tell them to look at that evidence because that is their job. And I will say right now, we have the Racine County Sheriff files criminal charges against 5 of 6 members of Wisconsin Election Commission for fraud, for theft of the election. We finally have Kemp from Georgia coming out saying that there are too many anomalies with how they counted the votes in Georgia. We have other people coming out, whistleblowers all over the place, all over this country, not just in those 5 states, coming out demanding that the election commissions be held accountable. We have sheriffs that are rising up all over this country. And you know what? We the people have to tell the Supreme Court of the United States, you work for us. You do not work for Nancy Pelosi and these people that are covering up their own crimes, their own theft. Nancy Pelosi just bought a $25 million oceanfront home north of Jupiter in Florida, presumably with cash. Okay. Oh,
so what's going to happen when global warming and the seas rise by a foot and her house is underwater?
Well, like Obama's house in Martha's Vineyard, what happened there? And not to mention, Joe Biden just went to a billionaire's $30 billion home in Nantucket for Thanksgiving a few days early. Not to mention that people just got mowed down because of all the lies in the media about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. And some Black Lives Matter, white hater, Trump hater went and just killed a bunch of innocent people. But he took off for fun and wouldn't answer any questions about it. Actually said that he didn't have enough facts to comment on the case of the Christmas parade, but certainly had a lot to say about it, the innocent and Kyle Rittenhouse.
So. There is a lot going on in the election side and really every side of this war. One of the things that we talked about not too long ago, you and I think it was kind of a sidebar, was that, you know, people just need to disregard this. In other words, don't live in their fear bubble, right? So, you know, we the people do not accept their narrative. You know, we need to step out of that narrative. We need to understand it. We need to fight it. We need to activate. But, you know, if everyone stood up and said, well, we're not going to do that anymore, it would be over.
Right. But we need to know that, again, this is a country for the people, by the people. When it is no longer being run by we the people, it is now a tyranny, which has happened, which you are in full effect of a tyranny. The District of Columbia is, 800 people went to Glasgow and pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum's new great narrative, Great Reset. And the American people are still looking at it like we have leaders in Washington, D.C. that represent us. They don't. And I don't know how much more needs to be out there before people realize that they need to get on the phone with their senators, with their governors, with their mayors, with their city council, and demand that our country be turned back to we the people. Look at your own state. who is in office that cheated? And is that okay with you? Who was supported by George Soros, whose planned goal out there from the beginning of the UN with Rockefeller's buddy and Kissinger and all them, they already planned 50 years ago to replace America with the CCP China as the world power, and they are in warp speed going for it. And you know what? Agenda 21 failed because Donald Trump saved us. Agenda 2030 failed. But they're really back. They're all geared in for Agenda 2030, which is the end of humanity and freedom and full enslavement of all of us and the loss of our country and our sovereignty. And this is a fact. So you better get on the phone and get out there and not fear these people. You know what? Those poor people that are suffering for all of us, these political prisoners that did not, the insurrection was the other side, was the theft of the election, was the insurrection. But for those people that are suffering in that DC jail, that are in literally a gulag, a camp, like Mao's China, like Stalin's Russia, like Hitler's concentration camps, they did nothing wrong but demand answers about a stolen election. And you know what? They're surviving, and we will help them heal. And they will have giant civil rights lawsuits against these demons, this vassal state that has no respect for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or our country, or we the people. But you know what? They can't arrest us all, and they don't have any right to. So get out there, please, and please demand that the Supreme Court look at the evidence. It is overwhelming. We need three states to decertify. And if we can't do that, we got no country left, kids. And as people keep talking about 2024, I don't care. Everyone's saying it's unprecedented what happened. So we the people need to step up, stop having your popcorn and waiting for whatever you think is coming. It shouldn't matter. What should matter is that your vote was stolen, and your husband's vote was stolen, and your wife's vote was stolen, and your kid's vote was stolen, and your grandparents' vote was stolen. Even worse, if they were in nursing homes, if they were in developmentally disabled homes, it was a planned ring all over the country for all those people's votes to be stolen. This should be not okay. And forget about all the faces out there fighting. You fight. You saved this country. You earn your citizenship, and you stand with pride for this, for the flag, for the country, and for our future, because we are about to lose it. And listen, their next step is the United Nations. And we found out today the United Nations is, I've said it many times, fully infiltrated by the CCP, ready to knock our country off the map. So wake up, folks. Wake up.
Well, one of the things, Mel, that we're seeing, versus maybe a year ago or even 6 months ago, is we know a lot of people that are running for office. We know a lot of people that are stepping up.
And a lot more hopefully will. Yeah. People that love God, country, Constitution, America first. America first matters, guys. Yep. It matters.
Yep. So all over this country, good people who had no, designs on getting into public life. But, you know, they have leadership skills, and they have passion, and they are America first, and they are standing up. So another thing that you can do is you can, you know, find those people, support them, be one yourself. You know, this is how we change things. General Flynn always says, you know, local action is national impact. So that's absolutely true at every level.
Yeah. And if you are running and you want to run, or you want information on how to run or how to get involved, we have a lot of resources. And we're happy to have on America First, true constitutional people that love God, country, freedom, and want to see justice. We can't let any of this. I'm very nervous that they're going to whitewash the Maxwell Epstein case. It is way bigger than people think. There are two other aspects to it. We do believe the Durham case is running strong. I still know Huber's out there. I don't know where Jeff Sessions is, but he did a lot of good when he was there. And on top of that, we believe that we are watching a sting operation. It's international. And on that note, if you wanted to know some other things about us, we will be, there are very few tickets left for Dallas. And if you haven't been to an event yet, one of these amazing events, It is a true inspirational situation. You go there, you realize we're the majority. We're surrounded by God and country. There's lots of people there with solutions, ways you can get involved, ideas, lots of amazing patriots.
They're getting better and better. I mean, they really are.
It's amazing. We're having the best time. We do a meet and greet. Me and Rob try to meet as many people as possible. We love the people. We've been touring with Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay. We will be again. The Dallas event, go to the Mel K website. It'll give you all the info. Use the code Mel K. Clay works with anyone that I send to him. Whatever you can afford, just try to get there to Dallas. We're going to have another one in Phoenix in January. Yep. We're having one in Oregon in April. Lots of things coming up. We'll be back out with Scott McKay as well. And also Rob and I, we show up all over the place because we love it. And we love traveling the country and we love meeting the folks. Nothing more important.
If anyone out there knows of events that they think that, you could use a little extra, Mel K horsepower, we really enjoy getting in front of people because we think, one-on-one, this is how we change the world. So,
Right. And the other thing is Rob and I really love because we know how many people are isolated, rejected, called conspiracy theorists, knocked away, just really felt so alone. And then you come to these events and you realize you're not alone. And we like to sit there with full eye contact, hear what you have to say, give you ideas, give you strength, send you back on your way with the motivation and the inspiration to not only take our country's back and your sovereignty, but to make your community and our country a better place ahead, because it will be. And we have full faith in that. Also, we've teamed up with the great Mike Lindell. Please call the Supreme Court, email them, call the clerks, make sure they look at his evidence. This man is doing this on his own dime for nothing. And he's a real, real hero. But I have to say, we've teamed up with Mike Lindell as well. So I just ordered this morning a bunch of people's slippers and robes, and there's these amazing pillows for kids with Bible verses and stories on them. And there's so many great gifts. And Mike Lindell has it worked out that the supply chain manipulation and this pure nonsense that they're causing so much chaos and harm to our country with, Lindell will make sure that you get your Christmas gifts on time and that they're the best quality. As you know, they are the best quality. Also, Rob and I have a partners page. Please think about who you are spending your money with. We know that all these big corporations, if you go to the World Economic Forum and look at who their public-private partnerships are with, or go to Linda Rothschild and the Pope's Inclusive Capitalism page, and you look at the corporations that are involved, avoid doing business with them. They are in on the full and total interior exterior destruction of America and our sovereignty to the one world government.
You fund your own demise.
Right. Just like we have with the UN all these years. The UN has always been about the one world government, new world order, stated mission, Fourth Reich. And yet we funded our own demise, just like USAID has been to fund puppets all over the world to keep going with the same plan. Stop funding these people. Yeah, stop watching their channels. Yep. Stop looking at their content. Stop buying all their crap. The truth is we don't need that much. And again, we also really encourage any entrepreneurs out there who want to be in the mix and are true patriots, make their products in America, are constitutionalists, love God and country, let us know. We want people to stop funding the cabal. All these corporations are owned by the same people that want the Great Reset, which is the end of sovereignty and freedom for humanity worldwide and total surveillance of all humans. So what you need to do is you need to stop funding them. And that's really important. So please check that out on our page too, the partners page. Anything else, Rob?
Well, there's all kinds of cool stuff. If you haven't seen Mel's speech from San Antonio, she was on freaking fire. It was unbelievable. Oh, I'm so proud of her. And if you don't know, she, Mickey Willis, who's a friend of ours who did the Plandemic movies,
see the Plandemic movie from Mickey if you can find it.
So see the Plandemic. People are going to be home. The Plandemic movie, Out of Shadows. We just watched the other night.
Mike Smith. Out of Shadows is a must see. You should actually see Out of Shadows before before the Maxwell case starts to get a little insight into what you're going to be seeing, God willing.
And then so there's a lot of good content that, can help red pill people. If for any reason whatsoever, you aren't able to make one of the reawakening events, or you just love it so much that you want to see the movie. Our friends, Matt and Joy Thayer, have produced the first series of a four-part series, you know, about the whole reawakening
movement.
Yeah, the tour movement event. And you have to realize this started with just an idea and a place and people coming together. It's, you know, it's getting more organized and bigger. But to get behind the scenes, Mel is in the first part and probably will be in a bunch of the other parts as well. So are all of the amazing creative friends that we've come to know and love. And you can support the event, help support us, go to our partners page, and it's unbelievably well done. I mean, this is the Thayers are really incredible amazing movie makers. And they also did the Trump You Love. Is that no, the Trump I Know?
Trump
that,
I Know. Trump with a lot I Know. Of behind the scenes interviews. Yeah, they're amazing. That's a great thing. All three of these, Plandemic, obviously Vaxxed is still great. Mike Smith and Liz Croken and Kevin Shipp and I forget the other guy's name, but Out of Shadows is a must see if you want to really know the truth about the Epstein case, Maxwell, and the bigger picture of Hollywood and what is going on there. Plandemic is a must see. They have another one coming out, Mickey Willis. A lot of these things, we have a lot of people out there that are being censored that have a phenomenal content that really is worth seeing, including the Thayers, Reawaken America.
There's amazing content out there. And a lot of people, they have a hard time monetizing their content for various reasons. Yeah. Like, for instance, I mean, I don't know if anyone who supports us via donations, you should know that not only did PayPal kill us, about a month ago, but Venmo killed us about a week ago. So we do have another platform up there, LinePay, and there's a lot of other ways to support what we're doing. But you should know that these people are trying to take down the entire system that's creative and independent thinking. So all of these filmmakers.
Well, if we weren't telling the truth, they wouldn't be after us. I see a lot of people still out there. God bless them. But apparently, you know, I like the company we're in. I do want to say, because Rob, you brought it up. We have not been on YouTube since last December. So many people come up to me at events and say they see my stuff on YouTube. You are, and whoever is hijacking my stuff, probably YouTube, is also monetizing it. There are channels that are fake. The Mel K Show, and all these other things. They're all fake. And if you subscribe to them, you are funding somebody who is stealing this content and who is harming us and harming our business and our reputation. We're just trying to keep this going and keep the truth out. Please go over to the Mel K Show at Rumble or BitChute. The Mel K Show at Rumble, the Mel K BitChute. Even bigger, we now have, and we've been working on it, but you know, we've been on the road for 3 months. We're going to be back doing our news shows like this one way more often. This is our pre-Thanksgiving, hi guys, welcome back show. But we're going to get back into the regular news you're not hearing more often as I like to do. But we now have people that we've hired, especially a great producer, friend of mine, for the MelKShow.tv, which is our subscription platform. We no longer, like you said, we got kicked off of PayPal. So anyone that was donating to us, thank you so much. Please make sure PayPal is not still charging you. I get emails every morning about that. I get from PayPal that all this stuff, but they kicked me off a month ago with no recourse. So we have none of that. But this is subscription platform is a way that you can support us. I have some new stuff coming in. We're going to be doing Man on the Street. We're going to be doing the news show. I'm going to be doing extra interviews, but we're also going to be putting up other content. Some of the stuff we mentioned tonight, some from other creators. And we're going to categorize stuff. I might even delve back into a little bit of my sketch comedy and comedy days to do some fun stuff to keep our spirits
keep it
up.
Light, right?
Yeah. So please, if you can, we love it. If you could go over, we're going to make a nice membership channel over there. It took some time, and then we were been on the road. So, but I've hired some great people, and we have great ideas over there at the MelKShow.tv. That is a private server that will never go down. And as always, please go to themelkshow.com where we have all of our dates of our upcoming in-person events. If you have events, please submit them to us. If you're running for office, please let us know from there. Also, our partners page really helps us and helps good patriot companies be prepared for whatever's coming as well. Also, we wanted you to know that we have resources there for you to do your own real research that is really helpful. a lot of D-class you can find on our resources page. A lot of the VARS data, a lot of the CDC data you're not seeing. All the places I go for information outside of the mainstream that really, really will help you. And again, red pill your friends and family. Don't push people. Ask questions. It's the easiest way to wake people up is to ask obvious questions that if they answer them truthfully from their heart with logic and reason, they will know that they are being deceived. And that is very important that more and more people realize this isn't about Donald Trump. It's not even about all of this nonsense to our kids and this craziness and the abuses and the rioting and the crimes and the upside down justice system. This is about good versus evil, God versus Satan. And as Rob and I tell you, and I know in my heart, God wins, God won, but we have our part to play. And God bless all of you and anyone that follows me, and go out there and be brave and fight back and do not comply. And we will save this country, that I know for sure. And they can take down Thomas Jefferson's statue from the City Hall of New York City, but they can't take down everything that he said and everything he meant and everything he told us about our country and saving it. And right now it's more important than ever. So you should go out there and you should grab a little pocket constitution, a little pocket bill of rights, and you put them in your pocket. And if anyone tries to bully you or lie to you or tell you there's a mandate, you pull that out and you say, not according to this, you bully.
That's right. God bless you, Mel. And thank everyone. We really appreciate, your support. Mel got a new sweater
for the 13 colonies. And yeah. Don't let them tell you Thanksgiving's something bad. It was actually when the Indians came and helped the pilgrims that were struggling to survive.
Yeah, it's a humanity coming together and celebrating the harvest. So,
I've got to tell you,
so celebrate your family.
Was my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
I don't understand what happened here.
Yeah, I even like to do the parades, you dressed up like a pilgrim or something. But anyway, spend time with your families and your friends and enjoy your hopefully real meat foods. And we're doing a little potluck. I'm making the sweet potatoes. And my brother makes excellent cranberry sauce. So, and my mom is a great cook too.
Families in Florida. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much, guys. We're going to do a lot more news shows ahead. I know everyone missed them. People always come up to me and ask where Rob really is. He's always with me. And but we do love filling in the dots. Please be discerning about who you're following and what you're thinking. Stay positive. Stay away from toxic people. There's no need to do that now. Don't worry. They'll be knocking on your door soon and asking you how to make sense of what they're going to find out soon. We both believe that this is a giant sting operation, that God is revealing things in real time in the best way possible. And God bless you all. God bless America.
God bless you. We love you. And we will see you soon.
Yep. Keep the faith, folks. It's just heating up and the dominoes are falling, and get ready for the Epstein boomerang. See you soon.
Bye, guys.